Mexico's most notorious drug lord could be dead. There is evidence suggesting that Tijuana cocaine kingpin Ramon Arellano Felix was killed by Mexican police in a shootout 2 weeks ago in the Pacific Coast town of Mazatlan. Mexican and U.S. investigators are not confirming that he is dead, and the case is moving slowly in part because the body in question has disappeared. NPR's Jerry Haddon reports from Mazatlan.
In mid-February, Asa Hutchinson, director of the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration, came to Mexico City to hail Mexico's cooperation in the drug war and to issue a warning to the Tijuana drug cartel and its leader, Ramon Arellano Felix, one of the FBI's top 10 most wanted fugitives.
We'll capture them whether they're in the United States or whether they're in Mexico. Obviously, if they're in the United States, it'll be United States law enforcement. In Mexico, it'll be Mexican law enforcement. But we're looking for intelligence as to their location that will lead to their apprehension.
It appears more and more likely that as Hutchinson spoke, Ramon Arellano Felix was already dead. He and his Tijuana gang are accused of hundreds of murders and of moving tons of cocaine and other drugs into the United States. How one of the world's most wanted men could be killed at the hands of the law, yet still slip through its fingers, remains a mystery. The story began February 10th, when the Tijuana Don supposedly headed south to Mazatlan to knock off a rival. At the height of carnival here in this spring break Mecca, police stopped a car packed with heavily armed men cruising one of the main avenues. Suddenly, automatic gunfire erupted. A local taxi driver, too afraid to give his name, was parked just a few feet away.
We all took off running. That's all I knew. There was a lot of confusion, then tons of cops. I saw the bodies lying on the ground. At first I thought it was an assault, but I didn't think too much, except about running away.
When the shooting stopped, two of the car's passengers and one policeman lay dead. One passenger, carrying a fake police ID, ended up in a local funeral home pending investigation. A local reporter on the scene, who asked that his name not be used, says when police showed journalists the weapons found in the car, they knew the suspects were big-time hitmen.
There were hundreds of bullet rounds, 400 from the AK-47 alone, two clips, a huge table with guns and fake IDs, 147. It's not often that you see an AK-47 with an infrared scope on it. They took the time to attach that. Those are the details that caught our attention.
Journalists quickly realized the cadaver could be Arellano Felix, based on a strong resemblance between the dead man's photo and a widely published FBI snapshot. After the local newspaper Noroeste went to press, investigators rushed to the funeral home to collect the body. But someone posing as a relative had already claimed it and had it cremated. Crematorium owner Gustavo Sosa says he had no idea the deceased were under investigation or that one looked like the elusive Arellano Felix.
No, because imagine if you look close, every guy, every dead guy you see is going to be a little talk for you at night. So you just do that job and erase the tape and day after day after day. But this was just routine.
U.S. authorities say they have recovered enough blood from the crime scene to run DNA tests that should prove whether the mystery man is in fact one of their most wanted. The DEA expects those results next week. If Ramon Arellano Felix is dead, Mexico and the U.S. can count it as an important, if accidental, breakthrough. But Latin American drug cartels have a way of regrouping, even after being decapitated. Local reporters here are now investigating whether the police who killed Arellano Felix were working for the rival drug dealer he'd come here to wipe out. Meanwhile, without a body, many Mexicans seem hard-pressed to believe Arellano Felix is really gone. One young woman handing out restaurant flyers along the beach says she thinks the drug kingpin faked his death.
Porque yo creo que solo fue para que ella viviera a gusto.
I believe he did it just to live comfortably. He had another person appear to be himself, so that everyone would think he was dead and he could live in peace. With all that money, it's logical.
Police here aren't so sure. They're bracing for retaliatory attacks. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Mazatlan, Mexico.